Hi, I'm Ben Rizzuto, wealth strategist at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, March 15th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Don't let February's lower inflation rate of 6% fool you. Prices are still rising, just at a slower pace. A trip to the grocery store might cause consumers to compare today's high prices with what they remember were much lower prices just a couple of years ago. The problem is, their memory of those low prices isn't always accurate.
I think in some ways it plays with our sense of time. People are really used to the idea of prices rising pretty gradually, and so there's a real whiplash associated with seeing them rise so quickly.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal reporter Joe Pinsker about so-called price nostalgia. Plus, we'll talk to the co-author of a forthcoming study on why the mind remembers prices being lower than they actually were. That's after the break.
You're a growing business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
February's inflation reading came down a bit to 6%. That's little consolation for consumers who continue to pay more and more for things like groceries. And while it wasn't that long ago when inflation began its sharp climb, many of us have a cloudy memory of how much cheaper prices actually were. In a moment, we'll talk to a Georgetown University professor who's co-authoring a study on why we misremember prices. But first, let's bring in WSJ personal finance reporter Joe Pinsker. Hey, Joe, thank you for being with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So, Joe, help us fill in the timeline for a moment. Even though we've seen the inflation rate come down in the past several months, what's been the trend going back to mid-pandemic?
Yeah, so if you look back at the last couple of years, prices have, and this probably won't be news to people, been rising at much faster rates than people are accustomed to. In January, if you looked at the Consumer Price Index, that was up 6.4% from a year earlier, which is a slightly lower rate than the very high peak that it hit of 9.1% last summer in June 2022. So yes, inflation has been slowing a bit, but this doesn't mean that prices are coming down. It just means that they're increasing a little bit less quickly than they were in pretty recent memory.
Wow. And so anybody who's currently shelling out double or triple the amount that they used to spend on, you know, for example, their weekly grocery run, they probably remember the good old days when things were a lot cheaper. But how has the passage of time, and in this case, not really a lot of time, played with people's memories?
Absolutely. I've been talking with consumers about how they feel about the emotional side of a price increase. And it's really interesting. I think in some ways it plays with our sense of time. People are really used to the idea of prices rising pretty gradually. And so there's a real whiplash associated with seeing them rise so quickly. I talked to one guy who watched the price of his avocados rise from $1 a piece to $2.50 over the course of a year. And he said that he kind of felt like, was that a year ago that I encountered that really low price, or was that 10 years ago? These are changes that we're not used to seeing unfold on such a short timeline. And then in the bigger picture, I think when people are confronted with these prices that are much higher than what they're used to, one woman I was talking with was telling me that she feels this sense of helplessness and frustration, like she was sort of being asked to confront this problem that she didn't create, but she hasn't been given any tools to deal with it. And instead of estimating a price from, say, 2021, they pull one in their brain from 2018.
So why do people's memories cloud the past, even the not-too-distant past? Let's bring in Francesco D'Acunto. He's Associate Professor of Finance at Georgetown University and is co-author of forthcoming research on the matter. Francesco, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So Francesco, why is it that people tend to misremember the price of products when it wasn't all that long ago that they were significantly lower?
Yeah, so this is something that the psychologists call proactive interference, with a very complicated term, but it's actually very simple to think about. So the idea is, whenever we try to recall something that has happened in the past, given we have so many memories of things that happened in the past, sometimes we actually tend to recall things that happened a bit farther back in time relative to the one we are trying to guess. And so in the case of prices, this really has a systematic effect on what people think the prices they observe and they face are, because we know that prices tend to increase systematically over time. So if I recall something that goes farther and farther back in time, I will tend to recall lower and lower prices. And that means that I will think that inflation is higher and higher than what it really actually is. So we did a particular survey in 2022 where we asked a very large representative population of consumers in the US about what they recalled the price of milk was 12 months earlier. Now, we actually have data that shows us the exact transactions that those people made over the last 12 months. So we find that more than 20% of those respondents recalls a price of milk that was one quarter, 25% lower than the actual price. So on average, the price of milk of the average milk we have in the sample is about $2.6. So that means about 20% of the sample recalls having paid 50 cents less, more or less, out of a price of $2.6. So that's quite substantial. I mean, when we think about that in proportions, that would imply that they actually think that inflation was about like 7-8% higher than what the true inflation was, almost say twice as much as the actual rate of inflation.
How much of this thought process has to do with how often somebody shopped?
So this we find in the data actually explicit in particular relates to grocery shopping habits. And that's somewhat potentially surprising, because instead, when we think about what we spend money on, the larger fraction of our income goes in other types of goods like utilities, restaurants, potentially purchasing cars once in a while, large ticket items. So we only spend a small fraction of our income on groceries, including, for example, milk and bread. But what we find in the data is that people really think about those prices very, very often in their mind, based on how frequently they go shopping, so how frequently they see those prices. And in particular, for example, one regularity we have in the data is that there is a very strong gender effect. So women, for example, typically tend to recall substantially higher inflation over time relative to men. And we found in our research, this is actually not really related to gender in any way, but it's related to the fact that on average, women are more likely to attend to grocery shopping for their households. So, for example, when we look at the men in households where actually the man is the one who does most of the grocery shopping, we immediately find that this difference in genders completely disappears.
Okay, now how about life outside the world of food prices? How common is it for us to misremember details like these in other areas of life?
Yeah, so that happens very often and across many different domains of life. So for example, when we have to try to recall in which location we were at a certain point in time, the order of actions we made, for example, in a certain situation that potentially didn't happen that often ago, often people misremember. Now, a typical example of that is that, you know, whenever we have, for instance, trials and several different testimonies is try to recall what happened at the time of the criminal event, of the crime, they might have very different recollections of what has happened, even if the crime didn't happen that much time before. So this is really pervasive. It happens very often.
All right, that's Georgetown University Associate Professor of Finance, Francesco D'Acunto. Francesco, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
So Joe, back to those memories from the so-called good old days. How likely are we to see prices return to those wistful days of yesteryear?
The unfortunate thing is that we won't actually see prices decline back down to the level they were at a couple of years ago across the board. But what economists say and what economists hope and expect is that over time, what's going to happen is that the price increases every month and every year will slow down, but at the same time, wages will continue to rise, hopefully at a faster rate. And so as that process unfolds over a longer period of time, even though we might still have higher prices than we did a couple of years ago, those higher prices might be, in general, more affordable because people's pay is higher.
All right, that's personal finance reporter Joe Pinsker. Joe, thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.